Outside News International headquarters in London, protesters gathered Friday to voice their feelings about the company's owner, Rupert Murdoch, and the news of the world. Staff say journalists inside are even angrier. The decision to close the News of the World puts around 200 jobs on the line.
Very sad, very sad. It's going to be emotional for us all this weekend.
What do you think the mood's going to be like in the office?
I don't know, I'm just about to go in and find out. It's all a bit sad.
Ivor Gaber, Professor of Journalism at London's City University, says the News of the World brand had been poisoned.
Interesting, the man has no sentiment. People said, how could he close a newspaper 160 years old? Easy. Slightly more interesting is this was his toehold. This was the first paper he bought in this country. You think he might have had some sentimental attachment to the key that unlocked the riches of the British media. No, he's a businessman. He takes business decisions. He is a colossus. He doesn't control the media in every country, but it's very difficult to travel into most parts of this world and not encounter a Rupert Murdoch media product.
The phone hacking allegations are nothing new. Two News of the World journalists were convicted in 2009, but the paper's claim that they were isolated cases appears to be falling apart. New evidence allegedly shows that the phone of a murdered British schoolgirl, Millie Dowler, was hacked by News of the World journalists while she was declared missing in 2002, and that some answer phone messages were deleted, giving her family false hope that she was still alive. Police say it appears that relatives of those killed in the 2005 London bombings and the parents of dead soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan are on the list of possible victims. British Prime Minister David Cameron ordered two public inquiries into the allegations, but is himself facing close scrutiny for hiring a former editor of the News of the World, Andy Coulson, as his former director of communications. Coulson was arrested Friday over fresh allegations he authorised cash payments of around $160,000 to police in return for stories.
I decided to give him a second chance, and no one has ever raised serious concerns about how he did his job for me. But the second chance didn't work out, and he had to resign all over again. The decision to hire him was mine, and mine alone, and I take full responsibility for it.
The allegations go even deeper. In 2006, the London Metropolitan Police investigated the hacking claims. Critics say the fact that that investigation did not uncover their true extent shows either corruption or incompetence. The steady drip of allegations has piled the pressure on News International and exposed the power of the Murdoch media empire within British society.
It went to ridiculous extremes, allowing Murdoch to dictate government policy. We have several examples of that. And if that has been nullified, then that is one good fallout from this affair. The big question that the Metropolitan Police now face is, did they whitewash the Murdoch inquiry because they were in hock to Murdoch, or were still frightened of Murdoch? And if that's proven, then that is a very worrying development.
After 160 years, the final copy of the News of the World will roll off the presses in the early hours of Sunday morning. That is unlikely to be the end of the scandal. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.